Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today's Good Friday. It's our privilege to have Pastor Kala Samuel bring a special message for this occasion. Let's hear it out.
Today is a very special day in the history of Christianity. Today is known as Good Friday. The reason why it is known as Good Friday is because Jesus died on the cross to save mankind from sins. While he was hanging on the cross, he said many different things. The sayings of Jesus on the cross, also called the seven words, are seven expressions biblically attributed to Jesus during his crucifixion. The first word of Jesus from the cross is found in Luke chapter 23, verse 24. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." The first saying of Jesus on the cross is called the word of forgiveness. The second word that Jesus pronounced from the cross is found in Luke 23, verse number 43. Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of salvation. The third word of Jesus from the cross, as recorded in John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27, it says, "When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, here is your son,' and to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.'" This is known as the word of relationship. The fourth word of Jesus from the cross, recorded in Matthew chapter 27, verse number 46, says, "About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani,' which means, 'My God, why have you forsaken me?'" This is the word of abandonment. The fifth word of Jesus from the cross, recorded in John 19, verse number 28. "Later, knowing that all things was now completed, so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.'" This is the word of distress. The sixth word of Jesus from the cross, recorded in John 19, verse number 30. "When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.'" This is the word of triumph. And the seventh word and the last word that Jesus spoke from the cross is found in Luke chapter 23, verse number 46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." This is the word of reunion. Of all the seven sayings of Jesus from the cross, the most powerful statement is found in John 19:30, where he cried out, "It is finished." Through the cross, King Jesus accomplished absolutely everything necessary for our salvation. We cannot fully comprehend the depth, the richness, and the beauty of the finished work of Christ on the cross and this victorious announcement. This is one word in the Greek language which means tetelestai, and it means paid in full or completely accomplished. This word speaks of Christ's death as once for all, never to be repeated, in where he accomplished everything necessary for our salvation. What did Jesus fully accomplish on the cross? First, Jesus accomplished the work the Father had given him to accomplish. Jesus said in John chapter 4 and verse number 34, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Jesus finished everything that the Father had entrusted into the hands of Jesus to do while he walked on this earth. Secondly, Jesus demonstrated the fullest expression of love for his people. John chapter 13, verse number 1, the Bible says, "It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and to go to the Father. Having lost his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love." Thirdly, Jesus' finished work on the cross demonstrates the greatest display of God's glory. In his priestly prayer, Jesus prays in John chapter 17 and verse 4, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." Jesus indeed completed every work that God the Father had given him to do. The Bible says, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth." Jesus went through extreme suffering for you and for me, and he finished his work completely. Finally, Jesus powerfully secured the completion of our salvation. Romans 8 verses 31 to 34 says, "What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who is he that condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is now at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." After crying out, "It is finished," Jesus bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The prophecies of Scripture had been fulfilled. The judgment of sin was complete. The forgiveness of sins was made available through the shedding of blood. Jesus' resurrection proved it is finished. While it is true that the work on the cross paid the price in full, which is why Jesus said, "It is finished," it is the resurrection that seals the deal. When Jesus rose from the dead, he demonstrated he was Lord over sin, over death, and the grave. His resurrection also proved Jesus was who he said he was. It is the resurrection that gives us the hope of eternal life. His resurrection sets the stage so we can believe in him. Therefore, it is a foundation to our faith and our hope. Jesus cried out saying, "It is finished." He finished everything needed for our salvation. We do not have to do anything to receive this salvation. Just simply believe, call on the name of Jesus, and we will be saved.
Yes, that's true. Resurrection seals the deal. Thank you, Pastor Kalas Samuel, for this wonderful thought on Good Friday. Let's call on the name of Jesus and be saved. If you want to get in touch with Pastor Kalas, You may reach her on +919-7409-89306. Or you can email her on kalasamuel@gmail.com.